After the intro, we have verse 1. Here are its first 4 measures. So you can hear the right hand is keeping the quarter notes going. It'll have 4 of the C and G that we used for the intro. And then it will go to B and G. So finger 1 just moves to the left to the B. Keep the G under the 5th finger. We'll have 4 of these. And then we'll move both of those to the left 1 tone so that we have A and F for 3 beats. 1, 2, 3 on the 4th beat, step back up to B and G just for 1 strike, then go back to the C and G for 4 strikes. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then against that, the left hand is playing a melody. So when the right hand starts off with that first batch of C and Gs, the left hand will play the E above middle C. Now that's the logical conclusion of those pickup notes leading into it from the intro. When we played C, D, this E with finger 1, the E above middle C, is the beginning of the verse. Left hand is playing the C and G. These sit together. The pedal goes up and down. Right hand plays C and G again. Again. The left hand play that E by itself. And then I want you to cross over with finger 2 to play the F above that, while the right hand gives me another C and G. And then I want you left hand to play the E under your first finger again, and this will set us up for the next measure where we go. So what you're hearing there is the left hand playing the E above middle C again with finger 1, while the right hand plays B and G. These sit together, the pedal goes up and down, then left hand play the D under your second finger by itself, and then strike it again with the right hand playing the B and G. Right hand another B and G, one more, and then left hand play the D again by itself. So let me play just these 2 measures again, measures 1 and 2, slowly, so you can hear what they sound like. Now let's take a look at measures 3 and 4 by themselves.